10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio. And here's your host, Suzuwaki.
Well, Google the words vitamin, mineral, or supplement, and you will get pages and pages along with words like natural, organic, and certified, which leaves us all kind of in question. What should we be taking all the way from vitamin A through zinc? Welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com. Click that Listen Live button on our homepage. And if you miss any of today's shows or any of our past shows, all of them are up on podcasts with pictures of our guests, a show blog, and their contact information, all at aginginforadio.com. You know, back to vitamins and minerals and supplements, we see cartons of juice and boxes of cereal. They're all trumpeting their vitamin and mineral content. And, you know, they all have this microscopic nutrients that are so important, or maybe their claims say they'll help the body, you know, turn food into fuel or strengthen our bones or our eyesight. And, you know, there's just a lot of confusion about all of this whole area. And today we're going to get some of the truths, hopefully from my expert guest. And my first guest has written one of the most interesting books I have ever read on vitamins and supplements. Her book is called Could It Be B12? And my guest is Sally Patchalock. She has been practicing emergency nursing for 26 years and researching vitamin B12, the deficiency. Welcome, Sally, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. Thank you for having me.
I am absolutely amazed at the vitamin B12 and all of the ways that it affects us.
Yes, it is a super vitamin that people don't realize that a B12 deficiency is truly a medical disorder. Without it, we cannot live. So not only do we need it for health, but we also need it for life. And somehow the medical community is not screening symptomatic and at-risk patients, and therefore we are seeing a lot of patients become injured from a B12 deficiency.
Okay, let's start from the basics, which is very important to me. How do you get B12 out of food?
Well, B12 is only found in animal products, and in our stomach, we have a parietal cell, which is the stomach cells that secrete substances, hydrochloric acid, intrinsic factor, and pepsin. So a healthy stomach cell will secrete these substances, and it helps cleave off the B12 that's attached to animal products. So it goes down through the intestine. The pancreas has to release enzymes. It travels down to the last part of the small intestine called the ileum, and we actually have receptors that have to be present there. So you cannot have a diseased bowel or have surgery where your ileum is resected, like, say, in Crohn's disease. So these receptors there then transfer B12 into the body. And the liver is also involved. When that's transferred in the body, we have a protein in our blood called transcobalamin 2, and that then transports B12 to the vital tissues and organs of our body. So this is much more complicated than you just swallow a pill and passive diffusion, it takes place. We have to have physiological processes in our body that are working. And the reason why there's such a high incidence of B12 deficiency worldwide, and especially in America, in the U.S., in one of the richest countries where food is plentiful and people are obese, you still can be B12 deficient. Because the number one reason is a malabsorption syndrome, where there's something going on with the gastrointestinal tract. It can be the stomach, small intestine, pancreas, or liver, or you can have a genetic defect making it hard for you to utilize B12 that you're taking in by food.
Okay, so now you find out through a blood test, is that how it is, you become known that you are deficient in B12? Is that the first way? are the only way?
Well, people have signs and symptoms, but to how to diagnose it is a blood test. Three blood tests they use in combination: a serum B12, methylmalonic acid, and homocysteine. Methylmalonic acid can also be tested in the urine, which is a great test for infants and children and elderly and screening groups, because you just need urine, and a methylmalonic acid many times is more accurate than a serum B12. There are problems with just solely doing a serum B12 test for a variety of reasons. The one reason patients are getting misdiagnosed is physicians aren't even doing a basic serum B12. They rely on a complete blood count. Complete blood count, also known as the CBC, tells you if you're anemic and the sizes of your cells and your white blood cells. So traditionally, physicians are taught, and I was taught in nursing school, to have a B12 deficiency, you have to be severely anemic, low hemoglobin, and severely macrocytic, meaning your red blood cells are very enlarged. And the name that we use, interchangeably used for B12 deficiency, is pernicious anemia, meaning deadly anemia.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that title or that name, it's confusing today's clinician to think B12 deficiency, because they kind of think for anybody to be B12 deficient, you have to have this macrocytic anemia. So they're waiting just to look at the CBC. So commonly, we do blood counts all the time on people. So if they don't see those two markers being abnormal, they stop and they don't, you know, continue to look for B12 deficiency, which
now,
is
now you have been
wrong.
Now, Sally, you have been studying this for a long time, and like you said, it's as far as the nutrition or what you eat is only in animal products. But now, it gets pretty complex, because as you get older, you may have breakdowns, like you said, in your liver or your digestive system that is not allowing the enzymes to actually utilize the animal products. Correct.
Exactly. There's other reasons why people are B12 deficient. The other one main reason a segment of the population is deficient or low in B12 is because of their diet. Vegans, vegetarians, macrobiotic diets. Again, B12 is not found in fruits, grains, cereals, plants, vegetables. So if you have a low intake over time, you will become B12 deficient. You know, vegetarian diet is great and it's good for you, but if you are low in B12 and you are not supplementing properly, mm-hmm. Those people with those diets are going to have to get outside sources through supplements. You're going to become B12 deficient. And where this becomes even more tragic is that many mothers who are, you know, in childbearing age to get pregnant, they are lower in B12 to begin with. And if they're not supplementing and then they become pregnant and have a child and then they breastfeed, their milk is very poor in B12. And then that child can have a brain or a nerve injury.
Mm-hmm.
And this is well documented in the medical literature for over 50 years. And in fact, in our book, we have two chapters on pediatrics. And we really have to stop this ignorance of B12 deficiency. And it's not just the vegan vegetarian community. Again, B12 deficiency can happen because of any kind of malabsorption problem.
Now, everyday person, if you start to take a B12 vitamin, will it actually break down and get into your system to help with all of the things that can go wrong from not having B12?
Well, that's a whole other story. It depends on what supplements you're taking. There are so many different brands and doses that are out there. For instance, a normal multivitamin has 6 micrograms of vitamin B12. So you think, wow, you know, the recommended daily allowance or the dietary intake that the government recommends is 2.4 micrograms. So you're thinking, wow, I've got almost 3 times as much B12. We know the literature that physicians report, to treat a deficiency, you need to take 1,000 micrograms a day to treat a deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So many people may think, oh, I've taken a multivitamin, there's enough. It's not enough if you have a deficiency. And it takes a while. Say if you have no malabsorption problems, if you're low, because say you were a vegan vegetarian for years, and you start taking a low dose, it's going to take a lot of time to play catch up, meaning, you know, you try to fill in a built-in swimming pool with a tablespoon of water every day.
Mm-hmm.
So patients need to, that's why it's important for testing.
That's why it's important to be an advocate of your own health and to know that this may be a question that you ask your doctor, because B12 deficiency is affecting Alzheimer's disease, dementia, MS, autism, depression, fatigue, mental illness, developmental delay, infertility, frequent falls and forgetfulness. If you have any of these, ask your doctor for those three tests for B12. Or we're going to be right back here with Sally Pachalak, with, and her website is B12awareness.org. This book, Could It Be B12, written by Sally, is a book full of so much information, and B12 does highly, highly affect your health from what I've read in her book. And you want to learn right here a little bit more from Sally, so stay right here on Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products, from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio, for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, welcome back to Aging Info Radio. This is Susan Wacky, your host, and today we are talking about vitamins and supplements, the many choices out there, the confusion all the way from A through zinc. But we're talking about one in particular right now, which is, you know, it definitely affects many, many things in your body if you're deficient in it, and that is vitamin B12. I'm here with Sally Pachalak. She is a RN, an emergency RN, and has been practicing nursing for 26 years. And she's also written a great book, Could It Be B12, An Epidemic of Misdiagnosis? And you can actually get her book at B12awareness.org. Now, Sally, what are the signs and symptoms of B12 deficiency?
B12 deficiency affects the myelin, which is a fatty protective covering surrounding our brain and all of our nerves. So once you understand it's a demyelinating disease and that attacks the myelin, you'll remember it causes neurologic signs and symptoms and psychiatric signs and symptoms. So the neurologic ones are pins and needles or numbness and tingling to the feet, legs, arms, or hands. People can have unsteady or abnormal gait, balance problems, dizziness, tremor. You can get visual disturbances. And then attacks the brain, so people get cognitive decline, forgetfulness, memory loss, dementia. And then the psychiatric, it causes depression, irritability, paranoia, psychosis, personality changes, even violent behavior. So it really attacks the brain and the nerves. And sometimes it can progress to the point where a patient can be misdiagnosed for so long that they can be end up in a wheelchair, wheelchair bound for life, because it can destroy the nerves.
Now, I would think, as I talked about earlier in the show, that as you get older, some of the areas of your body may not be functioning at the highest level that they used to. So I would think that the people that are really at risk are the aging population.
Yes, people over the age of 55, they know that as you age, you lose the ability to produce hydrochloric acid, which you need to split B12. So, absolutely. And autoimmune disease can cause B12 deficiency. So people who have thyroid disorders, that's more closely related. Many diabetics who share the same signs and symptoms with this neuropathy, numbness and tingling, they often can get misdiagnosed because doctors get tunnel vision. And if you have neuropathy, they go, oh, it's because of your diabetes. You must always investigate B12 deficiency.
Now, I'm just curious, Sally. You have been talking about this for a long time. In fact, Sally's website is B12awareness.org. Are you seeing this on the medical forefront? Because we are being tested now. People are requesting vitamin D testing. Are they requesting vitamin B12 deficiency testing?
No, and this is the reason I wrote the book was because working in the emergency department for 26 years, I keep seeing patients coming in with signs and symptoms of B12 deficiency, some of them severe, and significant risk factors, and the patients are not being tested. We are prescribing other costly pharmaceuticals to help alleviate some of the symptoms they have with B12, which it's illogical, doesn't make sense, and it's not cost effective, and we're injuring patients.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've noticed that in preparing for our show and reading your book, I've noticed that you can also get it in a form to do injections if you're really deficient in it. Is that how most people take it that are deficient in it, or is it in tablet form?
Well, most, if you're severely deficient, they always give you injections. It depends on why you have a deficiency. Vegans and vegetarians and some other causes of B12 deficiency, some people can successfully be treated with high-dose, underneath-the-tongue B12 supplements that melt, similar like how nitroglycerin melts under your tongue. There's a variety of companies, and there's different forms of B12. So you've got to get a reputable brand, one that doesn't have a lot of binders and fillers, and that route is more logical for absorption than taking a pill that has many binders and fillers. So you want something over 1,000 micrograms under the tongue. But many patients do get injections. For instance, I take injections, and I take the sublingual B12 under my tongue in between my injections.
Now, you are an educator and public speaker for Superior Source Vitamins. They provide this to the public, correct?
Yes. I researched out a company that was reputable. And I have autoimmune pernicious anemia. I've had this for almost like 25, almost 30 years, where I do get B12 injections, but I take, instead of get injection every 10 days to 2 weeks, but then I take the sublinguals in between. And they have active B12, which is methylcobalamin or methyl B12 and adenosyl B12 are the two forms that our bodies have to turn cyanocobalamin into for our bodies and our nerves or brains to use. Some people have genetic defects, which is difficult for them to convert. And since it's available, why not take the active forms versus taking an inactive form that you don't know really the percentage of B12 that you're getting?
Yeah, there's a lot of details to it, but I think just making people aware that, you know, most doctors today will work with you as a patient. You work as a team, or that's the road that we're all going down, becoming our own advocate along with your doctor. And, you know, ask for the test. If you think that you're at risk for it or it is a possibility, ask for the three tests. And Sally, give us, without being too technical so that in layman's terms people can understand it, what are the three tests that people should ask for?
B12, methylmalonic acid, and homocysteine.
Okay, so those are the three tests. Would a doctor, you know, most doctors welcome, you know, you doing the tests?
Well, if you're definitely, if you're symptomatic or at risk, they should do it.
Now, what if you just want to be, you know, progressive and ahead of the game so that you don't experience these symptoms as you're aging?
Well, you can get baseline B12 methylmalonic acid tests done, but people who are asymptomatic, meaning having no symptoms, for health and prevention, older adults over the age of 55 should be taking a microlingual B12 under their tongue daily for prevention.
And how strong of one?
I would say 1,000 micrograms would be a good dose.
A good place to start. And once again, I'm here with Sally, and she has written a book, Could It Be B12, An Epidemic of Misdiagnosis? Her website is b12awareness.org. This is so interesting, Sally, because as we all move down the road on our health journey, we want to become our own advocate. I mean, you're seeing this more and more. And doctors are also starting to really understand that their patients have a responsibility too, and it's all just shifting. But becoming aware of this, or at least asking the questions, if you have a feeling that you may have, you know, be at risk. And how do people know that? Like you said, there's certain indicators, but anything else come to mind?
Well, definitely. We only hit the very major ones, but the other major category is it does cause blood signs and symptoms, which it does cause anemia. But again, you don't have to have the macrocytic anemia. So any kind of anemia. Anemia causes fatigue, weakness, shortness of breath. So people have chronic fatigue syndrome. Anybody with neurologic or motor symptoms, mental status changes, dementia, any kind of psychiatric disorder, including depression, any gastrointestinal disorder or surgery, the gastric bypass people, they will become B12 deficient because they have removed your stomach and you need stomach to absorb it. And any child that's diagnosed with developmental delay or on the autism spectrum has to be tested properly with all the tests for B12 deficiency.
This is so interesting. I can tell that you're extremely passionate about it.
Well, yes, because I'm seeing firsthand how patients are getting misdiagnosed and injured. And people don't realize that there are malpractice cases out there where patients are confined to a wheelchair or using assisted devices to walk. This should never happen in America because B12 deficiency has been well known since the 30s. In fact, three Americans won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their life-saving discovery. So what's happened is somehow there's been a disconnect. We're forgetting about B12. We don't know the signs, the symptoms, or the risk factors. We're not actively screening patients. We don't even screen pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
And many women are vegans, vegetarians, and they breastfeed, or they can have other reasons why they're B12 deficient. A child can present like they have autism. We're not checking the child. But what we have to remember, there's a critical window of opportunity to treat, or you can permanently injure a child
mm-hmm.
or an adult with B12 deficiency. And it's a very cheap treatment.
Right.
And it's available. Like
yeah.
cancers and certain other disorders, there's not a treatment. This has a successful treatment. So
that's
it should
so
never
great.
Happen.
That's so great. You know, I really do believe that B12 awareness will save lives. It'll prevent injuries and save billions of healthcare dollars. And Sally, thank you so much for bringing it to the forefront. Once again, Sally's website is b12awareness.org. And thank you for being my guest on Aging Info Radio. And your book is great. Could It Be B12? You can get that right on Sally's website. Thank you, Sally, for being my guest.
Thank you.
Stay right here. I have another guest coming on, and he's going to talk about the supplement pyramid.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
The part of your brain producing stress, worry, and fear is exactly what hinders your ability to fully live life. Break free with Higher Brain Living. See live demonstrations of this revolutionary technique and also see firsthand what it's like to discover your authentic self at their March 2nd event at the Chicago Hilton Oak Brook. Open to the public. Reserve your seat at higherbrainlivingevents.com/Chicago. That's higherbrainlivingevents.com/Chicago.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating, but with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, don't look back. You are not going that way. Well, we are talking about vitamins, minerals, supplements, you know, the confusion there all the way from A through zinc. And my next guest hopefully will put some clarity in all this. As the question always comes up, I eat a pretty healthy diet. Do I really need to take supplements? Well, my guest is Michael Smith. He is an MD. He is a senior health scientist and online personality for Life Extension, the world's leading organization for extending the healthy human lifespan. And Dr. Mike has a new book called The Supplement Pyramid. It is How to Build Your Personalized Nutrition Program. Welcome, Dr. Mike, to Aging Info Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Your book is full of information, and, you know, Suzanne Summers wrote the foreword, and at the very beginning, she wrote, "This book is better than going to the doctor." Thank you, Suzanne.
Yeah, that was very kind, wasn't it, of her?
Well, you know, she's a straight shooter. She tells it like it is, especially with what all that she's learned, you know, from interviewing doctors and working, you know, and writing her books and learning from the teachers in her life. But she really does tell it like it is. Now, I feel that people are very confused in the area of vitamins and supplements. What do you see here, Mike?
It is. The most common question I get to is, what do I need? Should I take this? Or maybe they're taking something and they ask me, why am I taking this, right? There's so many options out there, which is a good thing, right? It's good to have a lot of options, but then on the downside is there's so many options out there. And so it's time that we really figure out a way to personalize our approach to taking supplements. That way, when we do purchase a product, you know, we have confidence that that product is actually something we need and is going to help us. So I just think it's time with all the good stuff going on in the nutrition and supplement industry, it's time to really figure out what it is that we need.
You know, I think it's very difficult on a personal basis for a couple of reasons. One is, you know, we really don't know where to turn to really know. And, you know, we may have an instinct about it, but not really, you know, on the right. scientific side. And the other thing, you'll be taking a vitamin and then it'll appear in the media that it's bad for you or you shouldn't be, or, you know, they're saying, you know, too much is not good. So then the confusion sets in.
Well, yeah, and that's where my book, The Supplement Pyramid, comes into play. You know, I do think people can take too much stuff. You know, I have a sister who, you mention anything to her, she reads it in a magazine, on a website, doesn't matter, she'll start taking it. She has a cupboard full of products. Yet on the other hand, I have another sister who is interested in supplements, but she doesn't even know where to begin. So in a sense, I wrote the book for my sisters. I'm going to try to help to bring them into the middle, you know, avoid those extremes. And so how do you do that? Well, I went back to clinical medicine, Sue. You know, when I was practicing medicine in internal medicine in Dallas, if you came into my office, the first thing I would do with you is I would run you through a series of questions, right? It's called a clinical history. That's before tests. That's before labs. I would listen to you. I would hear you tell me your story. And so I thought, how can I capture that for supplements as well? So what I came up with are 16 health quizzes. And these quizzes, you know, cover every major body part, even some diseases like cancer and diabetes and heart disease. And you simply answer yes or no to these questions, and then I can tally a score based on your answers. And that score reflects a certain amount of risk for developing an issue in that body part. Once I know that, once I've captured that kind of information, I can then line you up with the supplements known in research, right, based on research, to help those conditions, to help that risk or reduce that risk. So it's a real clinical way of lining up issues with supplements, and that's how we're going to personalize.
Yeah, I think there's just so much to it. Like you say, 16 health quizzes, and you may take them this year, and then you do it a year or two down the road, and it's completely different. I mean, you've got to really stay with it and stay up to date on it.
Yeah, you do. And that's why I've also put all of the quizzes online as well. The website is mysupplementpyramid.com. Your listeners can go there right now for free. It's no obligation. They can take the quizzes. We can store the quizzes for them digitally. So when they try some of the nutrients, they can go back, as you said, a year later and see how things have changed or improved. So we figured out a way to engage people and keep them engaged by creating the website with the book as well.
Well, I think that we are a country that is overfed and undernourished. And,
absolutely.
You know, I think it's very difficult to really just rely on your diet of nutrition. You do
right.
need supplements. What's your view there? Real quick.
100%. Food is not enough. Our poor soils, chronic stress, toxins in our environment, we're overwhelming our systems. The need for supplements is so great today. I'm a firm believer in that. And the first chapter of my book answers that question, why we need supplements. And I go into the details of all the things I just said. So, yes, take supplements. Food is simply just not enough today. Even if you're eating that organic diet, that fresh food every day, the amount of nutrients just aren't there to cover all the things that we're going through in life.
Well, Dr. Mike's book is A Supplement Pyramid, and you can go to mysupplementpyramid.com and find out more about it. When we get back, we're going to talk more about building your personalized nutritional regimen with Dr. Mike's book right here on Aging Info Radio. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
HindenburgLaw.com.
The part of your brain producing stress, worry, and fear is exactly what hinders your ability to fully live life. Break free with Higher Brain Living. See live demonstrations of this revolutionary technique and also see firsthand what it's like to discover your authentic self at their March 2nd event at the Chicago Hilton Oak Brook. Open to the public. Reserve your seat at higherbrainlivingevents.com/Chicago. That's higherbrainlivingevents.com/Chicago.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm with Dr. Mike Smith, and we're talking about supplements, vitamins, you know, what do we need, what don't we need, and Mike's book is A Supplement Pyramid, How to Build Your Personalized Nutritional Regimen, his website being mysupplementpyramid.com. Okay, let's talk about some of the levels of the pyramid.
Sure, yeah.
What do people definitely need? What is, you know, right there that you know off the top they need this?
Well, the supplements I'm about to tell you form the foundation of the pyramid. So if you picture a pyramid in your mind, the very base of the pyramid is the most important, because if you have a strong foundation, then the pyramid or your nutritional regimen will be stable and lasting, and it'll do you some good. So the foundational core nutrients, these are the ones that really make us human, Sue, and they help our bodies repair and regenerate healthy tissue. The first one is, yes, we do need the basic vitamins and minerals. So take a good, high-quality, what I call ideally dosed multivitamin. What that means is I want people doing, more of these vitamins and minerals than what you'll find in a standard over-the-counter product that is really based upon the recommended daily intake, which is an old, archaic system. I want people to take a little bit more of these important nutrients, so I call it an ideally dosed multivitamin, and you can see this and learn about what that really means in the book. Once you got the multivitamin going, the number two product then, as you move up the pyramid, is the omega-3 oils. I really believe we need between 2 and 4 grams a day of these important polyunsaturated fats. They help your brain, your heart, they ease inflammation. Very important. Once you got those going, the next product up is ubiquinol CoQ10. Now, this is one that's really important because every cell in your body needs CoQ10 to make energy. As we get older, we lose the CoQ10. The cells are not able to make the amount of energy that they really need to function. And if the cells can't function, the tissues can't function, and eventually you're not going to be able to function.
Mm-hmm.
So CoQ10 is really important. And the last product in the foundation of your pyramid is going to be the probiotics. These are the healthy gut bacteria that are so important to all phases of digestion. You're only as healthy as your gut. You know, if you can't digest food, absorb nutrients, and eliminate waste very well, Sue, you're just not going to be very healthy. So probiotics round off that foundation of your supplement pyramid.
Well, you've made that so simple. So you said multivitamin and omega, a CoQ10 and a probiotic.
Yeah, that's essential. Now, notice that's not personalized yet. That's for everybody. Now, once you have those in place, then you can move up to the middle part of the pyramid, which is the personalization. That's where we identify your issues. We line you up with the supplements that are going to be best for you, and that's based on those health quizzes. And then as you go to the next level, the last level, it's the top part of the pyramid. That's called the optimization. This is where I talk about counteracting or managing the mechanisms of aging better. So things like restoring hormones, improving, again, the cell energy production by protecting the mitochondria, the powerhouses. I talk about antioxidants. I talk about sugar and how to avoid the damaging effects of sugar. So all of that, it belongs in the top part of the pyramid. It optimizes your regimen and just rounds it off nicely.
You know, you just touched on an area that I heard someone say that, you know, is so damaging to our health, and that is sugar.
Oh, uh-huh. Yes, absolutely. You know, we're unfortunately, with the processed foods that we eat and you know, the packaged foods, they're loaded with salts and sugar. And sugar, listen, sugar is not, you need it, it's important, but if you get too much, it is very, very reactive in the body. It's one of the most highly reactive compounds you can put into your system. So if you're not burning sugar as energy, it can attack cell proteins and fats on cell membranes, and that can hurt the cell, even kill the cell. That type of reaction, when that occurs, is called glycation. It literally is one of the newest theories of why we age. So things like B vitamins are very important to counteracting glycation. Also, a small protein called carnosine, and I talk about that in the book, is something you could use to counteract the damaging effects of sugar.
Well, you know, with sugar, the more you eat, the more you want, and the less you eat, the less you want.
Very important. Good point. It's important that we really focus on the fresh foods, try to avoid anything that's packaged, because, listen, how do you make things taste good for Americans? Put sugar in it.
Well, you know, I was actually, I was told that the lower extremities and, you know, the legs, all the problems that seniors have as they get older, that if they were eliminating the sugar out of their diet, they're finding a correlation there. I met a man that wrote a book on it.
Yeah, well, and I agree with that. Because what happens is when you have excess sugar in your system, it can attack the nerves. You know, again, sugar will bind to proteins and fats, and there's a lot of protein and fat along the nerve cell membrane. And when you start to attack that nerve, you start getting all kinds of neuropathies, nerve disorders, which can manifest as, you know, lower extremity, you know, the cramping, the pain that feels kind of like a
swelling,
sharp, hot pain. So all of that can be linked to high sugar in the diet. So we got to eliminate it as best we can, and then maybe consider something like carnosine, which would help to reverse some of that damage.
Yeah, you have actually taken the nutritional regimen and really simplified it with the Supplement Pyramid book. Once again, his website, Dr. Mike's website, is mysupplementpyramid.com. Dr. Mike, you have so much to teach. I mean, there's so much in your book, and I love the three levels because you're really able to break it down, simplify it, get started somewhere.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of confusion around the whole vitamin supplement world. So your book is fantastic, and I want you to give us your words of wisdom on supplements when we get back here on Aging Info Radio today. So stay right there. We'll be right back with Dr. Mike.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, welcome back. This is Susan Wacky, your host, and I'm here with Dr. Mike, who has written The Supplement Pyramid. What a simplified book. It's how to build your personalized nutritional regimen. And his website is mysupplementpyramid.com. Dr. Mike, give us your words of wisdom today in an area of confusion. Give us some clarity here for vitamins and supplements.
Sure. I mean, I would just say, you know, we still have to eat well. We have to sleep well. We have to exercise, but also take your supplements. Your body really needs them because it's all about natural medicine. It works because it works with your body. So take your supplements.
Thank you so much. And take those core nutrients, the multivitamin, the omega, the CoQ10, and the probiotics is the best place to start. Thank you for joining me today on Aging Info Radio, Dr. Mike.
Thank you, Sue. I really appreciate it. You take care.
You too. Well, land trusts are the simple and affordable way to avoid probate. The land trust solution, choose who inherits your home. And with one simple form, the home will then pass outside of probate to who you choose. This saves your family thousands in legal fees, time and aggravation. And it also keeps your assets away from creditors. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110 or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. And go to pawschicago.org and check out all of their pooches and cats and kittens. They are all my favorite this week. And something great has just recently happened in Chicago with Paw Chicago, and that is the city of Chicago recently passed landmark legislation, which is joining 45 other cities across the U.S. that makes it illegal for puppy mills and puppy mill operators to do business within the city of Chicago limits. Yes, Daisy, that's right. This is such groundbreaking news for the city of Chicago and PAWS, and yay for the furry friends. Some of these puppy mills are reasons that we have so many dogs. So this is definitely movement, and hopefully it will move outside of the city and through the whole state of Illinois soon. Well, if you are in need of a referral or a resource for aging, elder care, boomer, or senior services, or you have a question or need any help, please do call Aging Info Radio at 866-560-3965 or email us at info@aginginforadio.com. And all of our shows, today's show, if you've missed any of it, it will be up on podcast very soon, along with a show blog, pictures of our guests. We also will make sure that their websites are up there for contact information. And make sure when you're on our website, you check out our expert partners. These are the best, some of the best, if not the best, in the Chicago area, and they support Aging Info Radio. So their expert partner pages also have their commercials that you've heard in the show. And a lot of times you may be driving and hear a commercial and not be able to hear it again. Well, you can at aginginforadio.com. A big thank you to my guests today, Sally and Dr. Mike, and my expert business partners. And, of course, my patient programmer, Debbie Schreiner, here at AM 560. I am Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Next to you, and it meant her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old, be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue our conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.